Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The past president of the Kentucky Soybean Association says he enjoyed the year leading the organization. Larry Thomas from Hardin County says he had a chance to work on some critical topics on behalf of soybean farmers.
It's been an interesting year with the tariff going on, the USMCA and all that going on in D.C., so it's been interesting from a leadership perspective, trying to stay in contact with our leaders in D.C. and make sure they know how important it is to get these issues settled, which now we've finally got those settled here in the last couple of days, so we're really proud of that.
Thomas says he became involved with the association 9 years ago.
I've actually only been involved in the association for 9 years. I came to a commodity conference and a couple guys cornered me and asked me if I'd be interested. I said, yeah, I'll try that. So I'm glad I did. I'm glad I made that decision and made a lot of friends over the years because of that. But this organization gets out and they're at the machinery show and the truck shows and everywhere that we can go to see the public and talk to them about agriculture.
He says he has gained a greater appreciation for the organization and what it does on behalf of soybean farmers.
Many of the guys on the board, especially Davey Stevens and guys like that who've served on the national level, they are overseas a lot and in China and Indonesia and many places to develop our markets overseas. And you have to have that relationship with those markets and work those markets.
We'll have more in a moment.
At the core, most any farm is a family. And I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Past Kentucky Soybean Association President Larry Thomas says he grew up on a dairy farm and transitioned to grain crops several years later.
We bought our first farm in 1987, my wife and I, and we started growing a few soybeans then. Prior to that, everything we grew was geared toward the dairy farm. And then in 94, when we bought the farm we live now, we got full bore into hog production and went into the grain production then.
He says 2019 was probably one of his toughest years on the farm.
Probably the worst I've had in about 15 years. We were in that dry area of Meade, Hardin, and Spencer, and Nelson, and Jefferson just got exceptionally dry, and we were in the low 30s on our average. So corn was decent, but we just ran out of water.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watson, the Farm Bureau Radio Network.